Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thank you for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I love this time of year. It is almost the big day, but I think I like the days leading up to the big day more than the big day, honestly. And maybe as an adult, I even look forward to the 26th through the 1st because it is a great football week. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about this one thing, being filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, being filled. And so let me take you to a text that doesn't sound very Christmassy, but in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, listen to what the text has to say. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. You've heard, if you've listened to this podcast for any time, you've heard me say repeatedly, the single greatest commodity on the planet is hope. Why is it that some folks celebrate a tiny baby born in a stable, and while others prefer to think about Santa and reindeer? Now listen, I'm not here to debate that. Honestly, I grew up when Santa brought some cool stuff, man. And you know what? When I see the jolly old fella, I still get tickled. Seriously. I mean, every time I do, I think of him and I think of that old poem where he had a belly that jiggled like jelly. That's just funny. Anyway, so why is it that people do this? Truthfully, it's difficult to imagine a virgin giving birth to an infant who was and still God incarnate. Have you ever wondered why you would believe that? Now, the shepherds believed because they had a miraculous experience with an angel and a great light produced by the glory of God. I mean, God gave them even more reasons to believe. The angel said, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased." So next to Mary and Joseph, the shepherds had the most profound Christmas experience. How could those men not believe? And why hasn't the Lord sent those angels to the churches each Christmas since then? I mean, I got to be honest, like when I drive home after a Christmas Eve service and I walk toward my home, I got to tell you, I think it'd be just stinking cool if the Lord sent the angels of the heavenly host, and they said, "Hey, Chuck, fear not." That would be totally awesome. But if I came and told you that happened, you would probably run me out of town thinking, okay, Pastor Chuck's gone off the deep end. And there are a lot of folks in our culture who need to experience what those shepherds did. And maybe they would believe too if God would just give them a sign. You know, the Christmas story is a series of miraculous events. But why did God perform those miracles for the first century and not the 21st century? Well, Romans 15 has a good answer. The scripture says, "Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy." The Jewish people, the circumcised, had been given miracle after miracle, but had still chosen to disobey the laws God had provided them. And so Jesus entered the world as a servant so he could live as the example of God's truthfulness and confirm the promises God had made to everyone, both the Jew and the Gentile. So the birth of Jesus was a miracle. He lived his life performing miracle upon miracle. He died and then miraculously lived again. Even with all the miracles of Christ, folks choose not to follow his teaching. Then Jesus went to heaven so the greatest miracle could occur, that the Holy Spirit is the continued presence of Jesus, God's truthfulness, in our world and in our hearts today. Jesus wanted his Spirit. The only requirement is that we have faith in him and we receive his Spirit. The blessing of that belief is that we can abound in hope through his Holy Spirit. That's what it is to be filled. People can choose not to believe in the miraculous story of Christmas, but what people have a difficult time ignoring is the miraculous joy and peace they witness in the life of a faithful, Spirit-led, Spirit-filled believer. God made it easy for the shepherds to believe, but he even made it easier for me and you. He gave us his presence to live within us and give us the power we need to abound in hope. We have the joy and peace of Christmas because we believe. The question is, would anybody else be marveled at what you believe? Because what you truly believe is inevitably how you live. My friend, go out on this day and choose that you might abound in hope because of the presence of Jesus, not just the baby that came, but the Spirit he left you to indwell your life. God bless you, friend. I look forward to you again this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We're going to have a great Sunday. And don't miss our Christmas Eve services. They'll be at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. here at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.